News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, two people who are fully vaccinated were released from mandatory hotel quarantine yesterday after challenging the legality of their detention. The two passengers had arrived from Israel separately, both saying they were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 prior to their arrival. So do the rules around mandatory quarantine need to become more flexible? We're joined by Joan Collins, member of the Right to Change party. Joan, you were pretty outspoken about this in the Dáil last week. Do you think more flexibility is required?
Well, I think on the vaccination aspect of it, Shane, I think has to be looked at. I know that in the appeals process, the humanitarian side of it, from the point of view, unfortunately, if a parent or somebody, a family member, is ill, that's not taken into consideration. But I think the vaccination, I see that Australia and New Zealand now are opening up their borders between each other. That's mainly because they were successful in stamping out and breaking the chain of the virus. But on the basis of a person who's been fully vaccinated, who's been tested twice, a PCR negative test, I think there's a basis for them to not go into mandatory hotel quarantine. The only question mark was at one stage, and I'm just not too sure now, I'm not scientific in this way.
Sure.
That somebody that could be vaccinated could still carry the virus, and it appears that that is not the case. So if that is not the case, I think it's safe enough for someone to come into the country who is fully vaccinated and wouldn't be able to carry the COVID in the country with a different variant or whatever.
That makes sense. Look, you know, it's a really tricky one. I'll be quite honest here. I'm in completely two minds about this. Like, instinctively, I don't really like the idea of mandatory quarantine. I think it's a very blunt instrument. But then again, I can see the arguments of people who say that we need to stop these variants coming in, and particularly variants that might be able to override the vaccine. It's a really, really difficult issue, isn't it?
It is, and it's actually very hard decisions made right throughout the whole experience and living through this COVID. And I think at times, you know, we have to make hard decisions. And the mandatory hotel quarantine should be linked in to a proper public health track, trace and isolate in Ireland as well, so that it keeps suppressing the virus here and break the chain of the virus in Ireland. They have to work hand in hand, you know. Because there's no doubt about it, we could be in Ireland here. We could bring up a new variant if the virus keeps on replicating.
Yeah.
We could, you know, have a Dublin variant or a Cork variant or something like that. But it's the mandatory hotel quarantine is for a specific reason, and that's to stop variants from coming into the country. When people in Ireland have gone through so much, the longest. Restrictions on that, they've gone through so much, and they're saying, I can't go 5 kilometres with people walking in from all over the world, you know. And I think there's popular support for the mandatory hotel quarantine, and we are going to have hard cases.
You mentioned Erasmus, kids who are on Erasmus having to come back, and are they going to have to stay in a hotel? How are they going to pay for it?
Yeah, well, I raised in the Dáil that it should either be the college or the state pay for it, because these students, they were told they had to go to, you know, European countries to do their Erasmus courses. They could have done them at home by Zoom or whatever, but they were told specifically they had to travel. So they're finding themselves very anxious now from the point of view of trying to finish their courses, because I think their Erasmus part of the course makes up 50% of the points of their 80 points to, you know, to get through the year.
Yeah.
So they are very, very anxious that if they broke it, that they would lose those 50 points. So I think there has to be clarity around that for students doing Erasmus courses.
Okay, clarity around that. And just to sum up, you think if you have the vaccine, then maybe there's an argument that you shouldn't need to mandatory quarantine for the 2 weeks.
Well, if you have the vaccine and the science is saying that you're not that because you have the vaccine, you're not carrying the virus, that would make sense, you know.
Yeah, okay. It does seem to make sense. Joan, thanks indeed for talking to us. Joan Collins there, TD member of Right to Change. Ciara, what do you think? If you have the vaccine, is there an argument for not going into mandatory hotel quarantine? Or could you carry a variant if you have the vaccine?
It's all about balancing risk, Shane. If you have had the vaccine, you are unlikely to transmit and you are certainly unlikely to be sick yourself, and you probably don't even have the thing. I think unless we're going to have some kind of a bonus from having vaccines, what's the bloody point about vaccines? We're going to be all vaccinated and still living under the same restrictions. I think, you know, it has to be proportionate. And we don't want to let people in spreading. It's not just variants, it's cases in general. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's quite reasonable to let vaccinated people visit here and move around normally.